No more crying. I have a friend at work. His name's Josh. And one year we were on the teaching circuit together, and he would tell the story about his son. And we were about our seventh time into it. And these are five-day-long training seminars. So imagine listening to this for 5 hours. And we're on the seventh one, and he starts talking about his son, and he just starts crying again because he misses him so much. And I look at him, and he looks at me, and he goes, "There's no crying in training." So there's no more crying for me. So life training, it's been going on for a long, 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 long time. Greg, first one you guys went to would have been Myrtle Beach in 04, 08. Zach went to 08. Yeah.
Yeah, before that, Stephanie Coyle and those guys went.
Oh, yeah. So many, many moons ago. And it's really cool because we have a hosting church that we have to do that for insurance and things like that, based in Raleigh, North Carolina. But there are churches from all along the eastern side of the United States that go there. This year is the Ohio Free Year, except for Darby Creek. And on the alternating years, more of the Ohio churches will join them. But we had four churches from Florida, including as far away as Miami. I think it takes them 2 days to get to Wilmington. Had Evergreen and Ablaze from Virginia. Of course, it was us. And I think all told, there are about eight churches represented there. And what I really like about being involved with it is we're exposing the high school students and first-year high school graduation. And by the way, we don't say college anymore, because we know there's a lot more to life than just college. And they get together, and they learn together, they serve together, they go and they proclaim the gospel together, and they build some pretty good relationships. I don't know if it was 3 or 4 years ago, Sarah, my youngest, went with us, and she was still in 7th or 8th grade, and Julie and I were going down with Kathy Miller to run the new Expanded Wonderful Food Program, which is based on 1 Corinthians 10:31. So if you're tired of listening to my voice, you can look that up and you'll get it. And the Palm Coast, Florida church basically adopted Sarah for a week. And she got really good friends in Florida, which is always a good thing in the wintertime in Ohio, right? So I've been really excited about who's gotten involved over the years, who goes. And we tend to have a pretty good handoff passing the baton of adults. Nick went this year. He was our, him and Amaya were our two rookies. So they'll come up here and share. And I hope the students have some really good things that to share about how it really affects their lives going forward. We have many that are ongoing, that have gone 3 or 4 times by now. And what's really cool for us is we get to see how the Darby Creek kids not only, sorry, students, I don't like using the word kids, how they can help the body of Christ even more than just here. This year, Zach led one of the worship bands that was made up of Darby Creek folks. We had, did Emily make it? Nope. My oldest daughter, Emily, who's in her junior year or senior year or something at Bowling Green. It's not that I don't care. It's just really hard to figure out sometimes. She went as a leader, and Luke Miller came down from Chicago to go all the way to Wilmington, and he was one of the leaders, and actually became even more involved during the week than he was expecting to, which happens quite a bit. So, but I think there's a slideshow we're going to show first, and then while that's going on, if you guys kind of want to filter up this away, we'll sit over there until the slides are done, and then we'll call you up. Woo, yay, applause. So if you guys want to kind of come up and line up here, very good. So you can come this way. Okay, so go back that way a little bit. All right. So just real quick, I'll talk about what I've been doing at LT for the last 5 years, I think. I went the first time, I think, with Burliles and as an adult leader. And part of that is just lassoing the kids and getting them in the cars and getting them to places on time. And I ran into Ryan Ferrarar at that time, which later became Ryan Flanagan. So it was my, and it was really good for me to get to know the young folks much better than I did. And then saw an opportunity that the food program was, one, very expensive, and two, wasn't enjoyed by as many as I thought it could be. So I enlisted Caleb that following year, and Caleb Berlisle and I worked from 6 a.m. to about midnight every day of LT just to get two meals together. Well, fast forward to this year, I run a team of 12 people doing three meals every day, and it saves about $50 per student. So it's become a pretty significant thing. The thing we did miss this year was Kathy Miller's crackaroni and cheese. But what's really cool is now we have this network, and again, even for me, working with churches from around the Great Commission land. So we had some cooks from Ablaze, which is at Virginia Tech, and from Evergreen, which is somewhere else in Virginia, Manassas, Virginia. And even then, it's the folks my age, and we have helpers that are younger than us that we're pulling up. This year, Linda, who's not up here for some reason, was one of the lunch team with me, and then we had a guy from Raleigh that helped us out as well. So it's really good team building. It's good to serve the Lord. And if you haven't had a chance to look up 1 Corinthians 10:31, it's, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do so to the glory of God. So we encourage the kids to eat gloriously during the week. So.
Oh, thanks. My name is Samuel Miller. I'm used to, like, doing something else, like I am from blah, 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 but everybody knows where I'm from, down the road. I'm going to share what I brought back from LT, basically. This didn't hit me until we were in the car on the way back, and Caleb and Jacob were sleeping in the back, so I was talking with Luke. I was thinking about evangelizing. And, you know, it's a full week of going out several times, at least once a day, if not twice a day, going out to either the beach or on campus or somewhere, just evangelizing and talking to people and going up and, you know, asking them questions and praying for them and stuff. And I was like, well, I've been to 7 LTs. Maybe I should do something about evangelizing when I get home. So I decided to kind of, there's some guys that I know that have walked away from Christ, and I was like, well, you know, they've messaged me and was like, hey, let's go hang out, but they made choices that I couldn't be a part of, so I've always said, no, I can't do that, I can't get into that, because of, you know, it was damaging my walk with Christ, so I had to just cut off contact. So I decided, I was like, hey, you know, maybe this is where God wants me to be and what he wants me to do. So I felt like he put that on my heart, and I spent like 2 days praying about it. I drive a big box truck, and I have lots of driving time to pray and do whatever. So I was praying about it a lot and thinking about it. And then I was like, well, I remember it was a Tuesday afternoon, and I was making deliveries in Cleveland, and I stopped for lunch, and I messaged two of the guys on Facebook and was like, hey, do you want to meet up or whatever and just catch up, you know, sometime, somewhere. And they responded. They were like, yeah, dude, I miss you so much. Let's, like, go hang out and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, we can meet at this place and blah, 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 blah. You know, the rest is history. But that was something that God put on my heart and that I really felt convicted that I needed to follow through with, because as for when we had this guy's panel or seminar, whatever you want to call it, that was basically just, we excluded all the women and just, it was just all guys, you know, just doing guy stuff and talking about guy stuff and being godly men. And Jerry, I forget his last name, he's from Florida, one of the Florida churches, and I'm pretty sure he said that there can be 16-year-old men and 40-year-old boys. And he also said, you know, little boys make excuses, you know, godly men make plans and make changes. And every time, like, it came up to that date where I was going to go meet with this guy, and I had started my day at 5:45. I'd worked 11 hours, and I was tired. I was nasty. I didn't get a chance to shower. I was every reason in the world why not to go and talk to him that night. And I was sitting there, and I think I shared this with you, Doug, right, at group, and I was like, I can think of every reason in the world not to go and meet with this guy tonight. And then I just couldn't. Every time I would think about an excuse, I just, in my head, I could hear Jerry saying, you know, boys make excuses, men make plans. Are you going to be a little boy about this, or are you going to be a man? You know, make a change, right? You know, and even, like, not realizing that sometimes we can make excuses. So that's what I brought back, and I ended up going and meeting with that guy. And I guess that's the end of my story.
My name's Deshaun Charlton, and I live on Room Hilliard. I like LT because we got to share the gospel on the beach and pray for people, like 4 people a day, and it was good. And I've been doing it at school, sharing the gospel, so that's good. And yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Caleb Miller. I live across the hall from Samuel.
Down the hall.
Sorry. I enjoyed LT this year very much. I thought it was a lot better than last year. Last year, we went evangelizing only a couple times, and when we did, we were just kind of, I know for me at least, I didn't get to connect with very many people, and they just kind of shoved me out. But this year, it was a lot better because we got to go to people, and we get to just talk to them, and we start out with, like, can I pray for you? Don't even introduce my name or anything. So it's like, what do you need prayer for? Can I pray for you? And then they'll say something, or there's something like, oh, I don't need prayer or whatever. Then just talk to them anyways. But some of them would be like, yeah, I need prayer for this and this. And you just peek into their life through that, and you see everything that's going on with them and everything that troubles them and something that you can pray for. And so, can I pray for you, like, right now? So then you pray, and it's just awesome, and it's a fun time. And it's just a great experience at LT to just get started with that evangelism. If you weren't, I know I wasn't super on fire for it before, but this year after this, I really wanted to take that home with me, the fire to go out and evangelize and talk to people and pray for them and look through that window and see all what's going on in their life. Serena's not here. Should I share her stuff? So Serena, she left. She has to go to work. So she gave me notes to talk about her LT experience. She said that God spoke through me through being out and talking to people at the apartment complexes. And we met a lot of people, and I grew closer to my group. So our groups were our go groups. So small groups that were divided by colors. Orange is the best, by the way. So that's what we did, is we went out with our go groups and we went and shared to people, and we did all that, and it was great. And she said that her favorite moment was apparently a very funny one. That she said that it was the last night where everyone from Florida, well, mostly everyone, and me and Deshaun and Serena and Sarah, we stayed up all night the day before we left, and we thought it was a good idea. We were like, let's do it. So it didn't matter if we were going to be tired the entire 2 days later, but we decided to do it. And it was like 3 in the morning, and we were all super slap happy, right? So this note says that Sarah got really hungry. So we went to go get our Cheez-Its, and then, of course, the other people there in the go group wanted some Cheez-Its. They wanted a lot of Cheez-Its. So they had to go get more. Then later, they went to go say goodbye after they had gotten the Go Group Cheez-Its. A couple hours later before we left, they went to go say goodbye to everyone downstairs. And this guy named Dave from a church, I believe is in Maryland, he was in the room. And when they came back to the room to say goodbye, they found him on the floor with cheese all over his face. And he was just, like, on a chair, and he was just peeled over, and it's and he had cheese all over his face, and he was just laying there, and they thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and that's what she said was the best moment from LT. So, yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm Shelby, and I live in Plain City. I guess my biggest thing at LT was probably when Mike Cater spoke. He spoke here a couple times. I don't know if you guys saw on the slideshow, but he was, like, talking, and he had the map of, like, Asia, and India was, like, bright red, and then Southern Asia was, like, mildly red. Those dots were just, like, people groups that have never heard of Jesus or the gospel at all. And I've heard that before, but for some reason when he was talking this time, it just kind of hit me more, and I just thought that was super tragic, and I don't know, just kind of felt motivated. And then at the end of his sermon, they asked if anybody was thinking about, like, joining him in Nepal or India, and if you were thinking about it to, like, come up there, and I don't know, probably, like, 30 or so people went up there, and me and Emily went up there, and so that's just something we've been thinking about a lot, and the more we've been thinking and praying about it, the more we want to do it, so maybe we'll go to Nepal for a couple months next year.
Hi, I'm Zach. Nice to meet you all. I'm not going to tell you where I live. It's posted on, like, our newsletter or whatever. But, let's see. My favorite part about LT, there's a lot of good parts about LT. But this is my eighth one, so it's pretty impressive, I guess. Or people just keep asking us back, one of the two. But we were part of the band. Several of us up here were part of the band and whatnot. And one of the best things about that is just to see the transformation of, like, the kids' hearts and their eyes. Because on the first night, you kind of, like, see them. You, like, you're playing really rocking songs, and they're just sitting there like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then after, like, the worship night, which is, like, this nice 2.5-hour, 3-hour, like, long worship experience where we basically let them know how much, you know, God loves them, and just take them through an experience where they do a whole bunch of, can't find the right word right now, but stations where they just, like, you know, they write, you know, they write something down, they apply it to their life, they, you know, give something over to God and the cross, they take communion, and they, you know, really, it's, you dig down deep to find, you know, the core of what really drives them and our real need for God in our lives. And just to see that transformation in, like, one night to, like, you know, a little bit later in the week till the end of the week where it's just all, like, you know, everyone's, like, in love for the Lord, and that just that passion is there. Their love for God is there. The unity between them is there as well. So that's, like, one of the really cool things to see, at least from the stage, from, like, where we are, and we just see it in their eyes and how much change has happened in just 1 week. Imagine what can happen if that happens, you know, every single week as they just continue to love the Lord. One of the big things about LT is evangelism, and a lot of it is about, you know, reaching people where they're at. And, you know, we had Cater come. He talked about people going, you know, all across, you know, Asia. They had a whole bunch of people up on that stage, you know, asking for prayer to maybe even go to Nepal or go to other places. For me, the Lord hasn't really touched me to reach, you know, out of America, because after talking to several people, like on the beach and even on the Ohio State campus, America needs reach too. I think there was a statement that even Tom Short said something that even some other countries are sending missionaries over here, and that's like a little scary, at least in my opinion. I don't know, but at least for me, I know God said, "Hey, you just that's you know my mission field is to reach people in America, reach colleges." I live near Ohio State, and so every now and then we'll go out and just evangelize on the Oval with one of our sister churches. And so that's kind of, LT's kind of rekindled the fire to continue to evangelize even more so. So that's how LT affected me.
Mm-hmm. Hello, my name is Jacob, and I live 5 minutes in that direction. I've been to LT quite a lot, and the first year I was a student, and the years after that I was a student and part of the band up until the end of high school, and then I was staff for 6, 7, 8 years, or how many. And each year there's something different from LT, and this year for me was just a ton of encouragement. Seeing all the students interact with each other, especially the my younger brother and everybody from Darby Creek, having fun with their go groups, because each go group is mixed with different churches, and hearing and seeing all the evangelizing stories on the beach, and the, I don't think they went to the mall, I can't remember, but just hearing all the stories, and that LT week, I was just really encouraged to hear all the stories and tales. As Shelby mentioned, when Mike Cater was talking and 30 people stood up to go to the front of the stage when he was talking about Nepal and traveling outside of the States, it was pretty much spontaneous. Normally, if someone says come to the stage for something, there's normally kind of an awkward pause for someone waiting to make the first step up. But there was, as soon as he asked, there was at least 8 people stood up immediately and started walking. So for that whole week, it was just really encouraging for me to see all these young students ready to do something larger than what anybody else or what they thought they could do, which is really encouraging.
So my name's Nick, and I live in Columbus, if that matters. But you guys may remember this, you may not. 3 years ago, this same Sunday was my first Sunday visiting Darby Creek. Listening to the students who went to LT. That was kind of weird to me. I was like, okay, I came to hear a message, came to hear a preacher, because Greg had been contacting me and said, you ought to come out and visit. And I was like, okay, well, now I can come out and visit, and there's a bunch of kids up here talking. Students, sorry, they're a bunch of students. It was really weird to me that everybody was talking about how they were sharing the gospel. I'm sorry that sounded weird to me at first. 3 years ago, a bunch of kids talking about Jesus to random people going in to get some tattoos and talking about henna and doing all the and you know who knows what else. I can't remember, but I was just like, wow, what in the world? You know, I mean, the church I grew up in, we were taught to share the gospel, of course, but we never actually went out and did it as a group or as a group. But we never did it that way. And I was amazed because of the stories that they were sharing, that the students were sharing. I was like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? Why are they doing that? And I know why they're doing it, but. And going to North Carolina to do it, spending money to do that. I thought that was interesting. And of course, Jess isn't here to back me up, but I think I told her that day, I was like, you know, that's where we need to be. We need to be where the gospel's being shared, because that's where our lives are going to be changed, and that's where the Spirit's working. The Spirit wants to be sharing that information. And so you guys are doing that. These guys are doing that. And I got to experience it firsthand this year. So I've been full circle now, 3 years later, and I'm going back. It was awesome to see these guys do that and to be a part of that. For those of you who've never shared the gospel with somebody or never evangelized to somebody, try it once. Just try it. Share about Jesus. I think Greg mentioned this in a message one time. If you share it with somebody and you hear their response, you will be put on fire more than you could ever imagine, because sometimes their response is they're so deceived, and it's so frustrating that Satan has gotten that far. Okay, some of the ideas, the thoughts, the mindsets, it's amazing. And so it'll light you up because you realize just how much people need to hear. And so so this week it just kind of reminded me of that, and just being, having that, taking that first step to just say, hey, do you know where you're going to be if you die? If you were to die tonight, what would happen? So that was interesting, or exciting for me, and kind of lit my fire a little bit. The other thing I want to mention is I hope you guys realize how blessed you are and how blessed we are as a church to be a part of a larger group of churches called Great Commission Churches. These guys have an opportunity to network and to be with other students, other groups, other churches throughout the country. I mean, mostly throughout the East Coast and stuff like that, we get to be involved with that. But throughout the country, I wish I had that growing up, because my walk might be a little different today than it is. Not, I don't know. God knows what's going on. But those are the things I think about. It's probably not right, but oh well. We are amazingly blessed to be a part of a larger group of churches. And so if you have the opportunity, I want to encourage you, go to Faith Walkers. Experience it once. Spend a little money, but it's worth it. If you can go to LT, and if you want to be a part and hang out with these guys and you think you can keep up, then come on. So, no, I'm just kidding. We could use you too. But if your kids are growing up as they're getting into high school and those ages, come, because you get to experience a group of churches that you couldn't even imagine you're part of. It's amazing. We're all in this together. It's a big network, and it's just awesome. So that's what I wanted to share. So,
thanks, buddy. Hey, while these guys are up here, I have a couple more things I can share, but I wanted to know if anybody had any questions about what else goes on down there. Sure, do you need a mic? I think when Caleb and I did it, it was 180 people. It was two meals a day for 7 days.
Just you and Caleb?
Yeah. So this year we had a... Yeah. Yeah, Caleb's going into ministry in another church. So this year was a smaller group. We only had about 130 people, and we did three meals, so... But what's really cool is God takes the mundane, and this is something that Luke was sharing when we were all down there. God takes the mundane and brings it to his glory. And, you know, Kale and I literally worked our buns off. And you're shopping for every meal, too, so you think about that. Shopping for every meal, cleaning up the dishes, you learn to love foil and paper plates. And you're like, yeah, I don't care about ecology this week. Or fat content. We're just shove it in. But this year, to have 12 people that held up their hand and said, I want to be a part of this. And turning it from my first LT, some of the food was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for this food. Amen. Ooh. To people coming in, they're excited about it, they're having fun. My pressure was relieved to the point I'm going out and I'm joking around with kids. We're making really bad puns from Bible verses. The Miami church wasn't happy about one of them on taco night. But it is it's a great opportunity, and if you're not feeding the kids well, they don't feel well to soak in Mike Cater. So think about that. And think about where Mike Cater is in life. So he's retired from being a pastor. Right now he's gone on to his next job. So you've got, he's my senior when it comes as far as generations go. So you got multiple tiers of generations working together there. And people who aren't necessarily gifted in music now have an opportunity to serve somewhere else. And they may not be gifted in leadership, and they have an opportunity to serve somewhere else. The kitchen that we use, there's a church called Northside Baptist. They open up their kitchen to us. And it's normally, I think, $500 a week. They only charge us $50 because the prior 3 years we took really good care of their kitchen. In fact, we flipped it back over to them in better shape than when we showed up. And that's another one of our commitments is we want to be really good stewards of whatever God's given us. So it's a pretty cool thing. Any other questions? So here's the culture that was going on that week. Pokemon Go had launched Wednesday. We were traveling Friday and Saturday. There are people running all over campus, literally, riding their bicycles like this, on skateboards like this. We knew of one car that crashed into a bridge doing that. And you think about how attached anybody under the age of 30 is these days. Okay, under 60 these days. Okay, most of us are really attached to our personal electronic devices. So you had that chaos going on there. Absolutely could have taken over. It was the latest thing. It was only 2 days old. I think they said it generated $9 billion in 1 week in sales. So it was a huge cultural phenomenon. And some of the students did play that. And we didn't ask them not to. We asked him to submit themselves to what the Lord is leading him to do. So out of that, you get stories like Serena, who's had to go to work, and Sarah, my daughter, going. They're in an apartment complex where the manager has said, hey, you guys need to leave, because it was due first, ask for forgiveness later. And they're talking to this woman on the fourth floor, sharing the gospel with her. And to Nick's point, at the end of the conversation, the woman doesn't like the direction that these kids are preaching from the Bible about the God and the Jesus Christ. And she basically flips them off and says, hail Satan. And these guys are getting real life experience of where the culture really is. I'd ask for you to pray for them. They're going back into schools. They're going back into real life. I know in Shelby's school, over the past couple of years, there's been a number of suicides. Where people are that hopeless in the United States. They think that's the only way. They don't really understand, I don't believe, how permanent that is and what all that really affects. So you got stuff like that going on. You think about the kids who are thinking about, the students that are thinking about going on these long-term mission trips. And we've got our mission coming up next year. So pray for them. One, that their schedules work out. How does a high school senior who has aspirations to go on to college, or someone who's finishing up college, have aspirations to go on and continue the work of Christ? So pray for them. And then the other cool thing is I've been challenging the high schoolers every year, hey, if you're not happy with the way youth group is, let's come up with a better system. Let's come up with a better thing. So Sarah and Caleb and Serena and Deshaun have really come together with a new idea. And we've talked about it. We took it to the elders, and we've talked about those things. We want to help massage that in the right direction, and I know the beaches are involved with that. So it's really exciting to see them take control of their faith and their lives and not just be a victim to what's going on around them, but really want to affect the world for Christ. It's one thing to be a social activist, and there are good things because we are to be the stewards of the world and take good care of what creation God has given us, but for them to be so interested in the hearts and souls of people is just so exciting. And I know other people do that too. They didn't necessarily go to LT this year, but that's what we try to do with LT. So thanks, and I think we have a closing song for giving back to God time, right? Okay.